Morning, everybody. I believe we have enough for a quorum, so I'm going to hand this over to our chair, Matt Dahl.
Sounds good. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy holiday, or I guess Happy New Year. Having verified the quorum, the first real item is the approval of the minutes from November 13th. Does anyone have any motion or any edits to that those minutes?
So this is Stephanie. I have just a couple minor things. On the bottom of the first page, second to last sentence, it says the board agreed with Matt's question. I feel like that can be worded better because it says Matt asked Tanya if the board could weigh in before anything was finalized. I think way, is way spelled that way when you talk about it, or is it W-E-A-I-G-H? I don't know. Anyway, someone check that.
Absolutely.
But it says, so maybe not the board agreed with Matt's question, or the board agreed to wanting the opportunity to weigh in, or something like that. So it seems just a little weird that you agree to a question. If that makes sense.
Yeah. As time was fine, before anything was finalized, the board supported that sentiment.
Yeah, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And then first line on the second page, my name spelled incorrectly. Missing an H there.
Oh man, we're so, you're not strong with names. I just messed it up.
I do it all the time when I'm typing my name too fast. And then in that paragraph, there's two question marks that I think are supposed to be a question. I mean, it's supposed to be a period because those aren't really questions. They're just statements.
Data was collected.
I think the first one's a question and the second one's a sentence.
No, it's not, because you're just stating that I asked something, right? Stephanie asked why the dates were only from 2017 to 2022,
yeah,
right? So it's just a minute, not a question.
Okay.
Anyway, and then in the other business under formally the ARPA contracts update, I just think we should put a dollar sign before the 19 million.
Agreed.
Okay, nothing major. Sorry, that was all.
Does anyone else have anything? All right, with the edits, does anyone have a motion?
I'll move that we approve the meeting minutes with those edits.
It's been moved. There's a second.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Hearing none. Those are approved. So now we are moving on to housing trust fund updates.
Yeah, I'll be super quick with these. Thank you again. Happy New Year, everybody. Appreciate you taking the time to hop online so early in the day. Just some quick updates regarding some business that everyone's been involved in here. Formally, ARPA contracts, we have now expended over $21 million at this point, and we actually have some more reimbursements pending. So we have almost depleted the whole $25 million that you all recommended. So again, thank you all for your hard work. Things have been running smoothly. People have been reporting and really working with the Housing Trust Fund. I've been very thankful. So, any questions about those contracts at all from anybody? Perfect.
Maybe just one question. Are we consistently following up to make sure they're meeting the requirements of those?
You talking about reporting and compliance?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It depends with the subrecipient checklist that was created. Something, there's only a few things that they have to report on annually, which is really certificate of insurance And if they've expended over $750,000 of federal dollars, which our dollars are not federal anymore, but because most of these projects have LIHTC or tax credits, right, they do have to provide those financial audits. So those are mainly the two things that are being reported as of 2024 and 2025. There has been a few projects that had to report on the sufficient evidence being provided that the project has been maintained as affordable based on what they've applied on. And luckily, good morning, sir. Luckily with, you know, having tax credit investors. And thank you, Claudia, for your help and guidance on this too, because I wanted to make sure. They have to do quarterly reporting. So we just ask for that annually as well. But everyone's met the requirements. There's been no concerns. And right now, I think where we're at with 2025 reporting is we're waiting for the financial audits. And so we give them till the end of Q1 of this year to get that completed.
I know you just said that that's what all the reporting is. Would it be, how many was it again? How many did we approve? How many projects did we approve?
16.
16. Is it possible to get like a, not just the status of our financing, but the status of, or the financial reporting, but like where the project is in its desire, you know, the development, you know, or whatever.
I can provide a brief for you guys and a follow-up after this.
I mean, I'm saying like in a month or 2 months, nothing urgent, but I think it'd be good to get a...
To make sure I hit the points correctly, because it's either, you know, most of the projects are in construction right now or getting close to the completion of construction.
That's, yeah, just...
So just kind of simple, like some very high level where they're at in the development cycles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
not a problem. Yeah. That's super easy.
Most of it was funds being distributed. Were there any loans?
So yes, I can show you real quick. Well, actually,
or maybe just in your summary, you could just identify which ones are loans and which ones were distributions.
Yeah, that'll be super easy too. Most of them were grants. About another six were grant to loans. That kind of weird structure where we granted the nonprofit, then the nonprofit loans it to the entity with the tax credit investor, and then we have two actual loans. So that I can include that in the summary too.
That'd be great.
To help you break
Thank
it
you.
When those projects are getting to ribbon cuttings and stuff like that, will we be informed of that?
Historically, no. We have not informed the board, but that could be a practice that can be shared. Usually when we get those invites, we are more geared towards trying to get someone from the county to speak because that's what's being asked of us, but can definitely.
And no, I'm not even talking about, I'm not for us to speak or anything, but just that confirmation that it's, you know.
Absolutely. We can definitely do that. And that might hit one of the wish list points that I believe, sorry, I keep pointing because I'm used to having it online. Mr. Malloy brings up too, right? Because we want to be able to go show those to you guys. And I'm just surprised that more of the invites haven't been spread around. So I have no problem sharing that with the distribution list.
I'm usually at all those ribbon cuttings.
Yeah. Claudia and I bump into each other quite a bit at those.
Yeah, like I said, and not even necessarily that we need, like, well, I don't know, maybe people feel like we need to be invited, and I agree that it'd be good to kind of see, you know, at some point see the projects, but just that this project is done.
And it's also nice to see a finished product.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of, like, saying, hey, let's schedule a time during our advisory board time to schedule a field trip to work, you know, because while it is awesome to be able to do all that stuff, that is added stuff to your guys' schedule, which we want to also be mindful of.
Yeah.
So I can provide that summary. Any other things we think we want to include on the summary from online? Expanding affordable housing opportunities, RFA. Thank you all again for putting your input and those who were able to join the review board. Very, very much appreciated. Thank you all. We have sent out the award letter to First Step House. I wish I had someone here, either JJ or Tally, to tell me what the governing body, I think it's Utah Urban Counties is the governing body that would give the recommend or approving the recommendation. So That has been approved. The award letter has been sent out. We are now coordinating environmental review and contract negotiations. Just to have a quick conversation, make sure everyone understands the loan terms. They did submit a loan modification, I believe, to have a lower interest rate. So that's going to be something we will discuss. We will keep you all updated as things progress, but hopefully looking to execute a contract super early within the year, hopefully within Q1, just because the expenditure timeline is very, very short, being the end of this year. Any questions about the recent RFA that was released and awarded? Awesome. And then Bluffdale Loan Program, we are still working with Bluffdale staff on that, I believe. I am looking to schedule a meeting with an individual staff member that seems to have more hands-on with what we're working on, so that way we can try to get to a finished product to the collective group and then eventually share with you all to show the supplemental work that's going to support that toolkit you all helped procure. Any questions on that? Sweet. Then ignoring the ghost additional bullet point there, because apologies on that one, I'm going to hand it back over. Well, before I hand it back over to Mr. Dahl, moving on to the next line, other business, Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board wish list. This is basically just think about it as, I know we just had Christmas, but basically think about it as, what does this advisory board want to accomplish? Do we want to, I know we've talked about finding ways to raise capital to be able to invest in a more affordable housing projects. We talked about some adding some sustainability components to our searches, doing site visits, right? So I just wanted to give you all this opportunity to have an open space to just say, hey, this is what we're kind of thinking, what we want. We can put something together, and then I can get back with my leadership to see if we can execute a game plan to be a little bit more direct with the work that you all do with us. So, Mr. Dahl, it's back to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, or anybody, I think you said it.
Yeah,
so,
to anybody.
I think that, does anyone else have anything they'd like to add to the list? I know we had talked about touring projects, and there was that element of things.
To feel productive, I'm going to go right on the board too.
Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, you mentioned the sustainability, and we've talked about that in the past, and there are certain sustainability requirements that come with, like, LIHTC as well, but if there is a way that we can create some incentives within our RFAs that maybe it's not required, but maybe they get more points if they have additional sustainability pieces, and maybe we can even define what those could be.
I like that, because if we add that, if we're able to add that component, at least we can say it can be just kind of a copy and paste of pushing it with each other.
Yeah. And I know there's a balance between, like, requiring something and then making it not possible financially for who they are or what their pro forma is. And so I don't want to, like, push people away from getting the funds, because our overall goal really is getting the housing built. But if we could have an incentive that those who can figure out a way to do it get more points towards those funds, then I think that's the right balance.
Which is also kind of a good point, because jogging memory, we do have that sustainability policy. Should we also maybe revisit that just to, should we send it out to the group, say, hey, let's get some fresh eyes. It's been a couple of years or a year or so. Is there anything we would want to amend to this policy just to?
Yeah, and I think that policy is what the incentives can be based on. So I think that those go together well.
So my comment on the site visits is more of a education. Not all of us have the same level of knowledge in this role. And I just wondered about if there's any staff, maybe led training or resources or anything, you know, as far as when we don't have maybe some business to achieve as a board, is there any opportunity for some training or
like maybe a guest speaker on the development cycle?
Yeah, or okay, just I don't know, whatever you think is relevant or valuable for us.
Yeah, because that could break off into a lot of things. Like we could invite Claudia to, you know, maybe break down a little bit more of the financial structures and maybe not go super into the weeds, but maybe high level try to break down financially how they view a project. So that way, you know, kind of helps with that. Or like you're saying, maybe have a contractor come in and say, hey, like, what are the challenges you're seeing out there? Right. Or just learning about what their day to day is. Right. Why is it that there's so many change orders? What's going on out there really with the supply chain? Right. Maybe that is a good thing we can do to invite some guest speakers.
New topic.
Yeah.
I think this is a little bit broader, but, you know, as we look at that last meeting when the, what was the formal name of it? The housing plan, the
consolidated plan?
Consolidated plan was presented to us. Mm-hmm. It's clear that there's a lot of housing policy stuff that's being sort of discussed and documents created and things like that. And so, like, there's three different levels of participation that I think would be really good for us. And one is being informed of the different housing-related things that the county is undertaking, documents or plans, whatever. Then the second would be asking us, of which I would like, you know, as many opportunities as that there can. But, I mean, we've got some really, really bright, experienced people on this board, is to actually participate in providing thoughts or whatever. It doesn't mean we're drafting it, but like even just getting an opportunity to participate, engage with those other housing things. And then the third is, which I think is happening, you guys have created opportunities for us to participate in RFAs from different sources of funding and all that kind of stuff, but the just making sure that we're thought of as a maybe this one is participate and the other and the one before is provide guide or policy guidance, and then number three is participate, but just making sure that if there are selections for consultants for, you know, there was, you know, different projects, you know, if there's an opportunity for us to actually be on the selection committee or something like that would be good. But I mean, just as we're sort of the headline, so instead of con plan, I think it would just be countywide housing policy.
What, this one?
Sorry, at the top, you kind of make a con plan and then you've got those things.
Yeah.
And really, we're just saying, I'm saying more, it's general housing policy or county housing policy. And then that we would be either informed, contribute, or participate in those processes.
Informed for sure. We can definitely do it.
Yeah, it's a wish list.
Yeah. Let's push the contribute. I'm all for that.
Why not?
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know until you know.
You know?
Informed, contribute, and what was the last one?
And then that's participate. Like,
yeah,
whether it's our whole committee or we get to select people from this group to actually have, like, be the one person on the selection committee or that kind of stuff, I think would be helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be a big push for this one, but I like it just because at the end of the day, it's like when we were in that meeting with Lauren Tawney, right? what is the Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board? How can we be more involved? So that is something I think we can definitely push for.
Something else that's maybe a little bit more specific, was it Bluffdale that we did the ADU
toolkit? Yep.
Toolkit and whatnot. Is there follow-up or support that we should be giving them on that to
keep? So to simply answer it, that's where the loan program, we're trying to get that going so that way we can support that toolkit, because they do love it. Every time I talk to them, it's, we love it. We do get traffic to the site. People click on it. It is a very helpful tool.
So we're working on getting a loan program to support that.
Yeah, to kickstart it, right? They had the 800 or the, for the contract that we had for the FFKR, that's what they had allocated for that amount. And then an additional, I believe, 2.5 with our current scope of work within our ILA with them. And with that, they wanted to do this loan program to kind of supplement it.
Okay. Maybe that's not on the wish list then. Maybe that's something that we're already working on.
Yeah. Our staff is trying to push it so that way we can eventually show it to you all. So that way you can hopefully see the support come from it, because we do want to see more construction of that. You did say consultants, so I want to say. Do you think, like, maybe some education-wise, because I know we've chatted about this before, because, you know me, I've been itching to do development since I got here. We talked about conversions. Is there maybe some education we can try to figure out with looking at conversions?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, hotel? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of different kinds of conversions. There's a hotel, motel that convert. There's also office space that converts
to
housing, and there's been a surplus of office. It's not as much anymore, but we're currently transitioning a 9-story office building into affordable housing.
So yeah, let's talk about
that. But one of the things with it is the footprint of the building. If you have more of a square building, it becomes really difficult.
Okay.
And if you have a more narrow footprint, it's better because you get the units on both sides with daylight, where it wouldn't square. You have all this space in the middle that it's harder. But there are some kind of rules of thumb with those types of things. There are some challenges and opportunities.
That would be cool, just because I remember you and I chatting about conversions a few times. Anybody online?
This is Claudia. You know, I was just going to say I'm happy to do, you know, a tax credit training, a finance training, deal structuring kind of thing. I'm happy to do that. Beyond that, I need to jump to another call here starting at 9, so I'm going to sign off.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye, Claudia. Nothing for me, really. I would be interested in seeing how we could partner with other funding issuing entities. Because I just wonder, too, you know, with the time it takes to get everything organized, I wonder if there's too many of us. And I know that sounds like a joke, but there's more than one entity issuing some sort of funding, right?
Yeah.
And it would be nice to coordinate with everybody. So at least, you know, if a project goes through the application process, that they're asking for funding at the same time from us and from other issuing entities. So, you know, time is money and carried interest absolutely impacts the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be interested in seeing how we can optimize not just our funding, but the whole ecosystem in Salt Lake County.
I love that you said that word, Dan, ecosystem. That is when you're talking about funding entities, we're talking about like cities, we're talking about like banks,
we're talking about
you know, even private side partners. We're talking about all that, right? Because our ordinance allows it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Yes. That's actually something that's, I believe, being discussed too at a staff level. So hopefully we can come back with some positive news on this one.
Great.
Because I do agree with you. You know, as much as we can try to build our procurement process to say, hey, in your sources and uses, tell us what's already committed, what's not committed, that still doesn't determine if a project's going to be able to get those other funding sources if it's not committed, right? Which ultimately affects timeline, which ultimately affects if a project's going to happen, right? So, yeah, I like it.
A couple of other just topics that with the law that the legislature passed about modular housing, modular units for multi-story buildings, there are a lot of groups who are really looking into the modular now that it's more feasible here in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Creating modular units and stacking them. And then kind of goes with partnerships. I mean, you wrote partnerships with the funding, but there are like multiple opportunities to create housing that combines with another use. Like the county has been looking at combining a senior center with housing.
Sunday Anderson.
The Sunday Anderson project. The ballpark master plan shows a library combined with affordable housing. So those are things that haven't happened. The closest thing that's happened is the Marmalade Library, but it wasn't like a combined project. So there might even be a way we could invite a few developers to come in and talk about the opportunities and the pros and cons to integrating another use within their building.
Yeah, absolutely. I would absolutely love that. Actually, stick around after. I got real organized, and then I'm like, you know what? We got a whole board. Let's use it. I'm just going to start writing everywhere. I'm going to take a picture of it anyways.
So that's, I mean, I think there's this, we go from, what is our, my kids do this with the wish list, right? Where it's like they start off and they're like, I want this thing and this thing. And then the more time we give them with the catalog. There was a flyer, maybe not a catalog.
Hey, I use a catalog and a flyer.
But then eventually they want everything, right? And so I think, you know, if anyone's got anything where they're like, this is a big deal for us, I think it's good to add. But I don't want people to feel like we have to keep adding stuff. If it's just.
The good part with like sites visits or like you said, Mike, with education, we can do a lot of these guest speakers, which is really, really nice. Or I'll just, you know, call up some professors. Mr. Eskridge, he was one of my professors when I was in the MRAD, and maybe we can also have those guest type speakers come in too.
So are there other, because I think what would be good is to start, as I look at some of these, right, like the stuff I brought up will grow into that over the course of the year, right? That's not going to be something new next month.
Yeah. Right?
But absent some new funding that we're going to be dealing with or whatever, I think what would be good, if we don't have anything else to add to the list, would be maybe let's talk about like should we say for the February meeting, because the county is really focused on permanent supportive housing, maybe that's one of the areas where we get someone to come in and give us education. Or I'm just throwing that there as an example.
I mean, instead of having canceled meetings and having memos of almost the same, basically, summary or basically updates, we could just have these types of meetings too, right? And just build off the skill set, which I'm definitely all about too.
So with that, does anyone have anything else they want to add to this list?
Once, twice. When you're talking about policy guidance, are you also thinking of like we're providing guidance, or as a board we're like almost advocating, or?
Well, I guess I was thinking more along the lines of like, we're, you know, whatever. There's a new policy coming out on permanent supportive housing or something like that, that we could get a shot at it and just, they could take it or leave it, but that we, you know, we would get the documents and have a certain amount of time to provide comments to
Josh. Yeah, you can provide a recommendation.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, this is a recommending body, so I mean, might as well, right? I can put this together along with that summary. One other thing, sorry, as far as update, that's what that goals bullet point was. I don't know too much more information, but, and this might be already known to some people, but we got an additional 7-Eleven from this last book, or from the budget that passed. It's been allocated to the Housing Trust Fund. It is under lock and key, from what I'm understanding, because they want to figure, there might be some things coming up with a task force. I don't really know everything that's going on, but we do have some funds that were allocated to the Housing Trust Fund. So as far as, you know, getting some additional funding, we got a little bit there, but obviously we want to grow that bucket by quite a bit. So,
well, that's like one of those, like, as we hear task force,
right? Like what does that even mean?
And how can we be involved?
Yeah, exactly. So,
but I like it. I mean, if there's a way I could be on a task force, that sounds amazing.
That'd be cool. Put on a resume. Task force.
That's right. So can we talk February then?
Yeah.
Is there a, I mean, and again, this is absent. The lock is put in, I was trying to work with your analogy, but they open up the 711 and we're going to talk about that money. Okay, that's great. That's a good topic. But absent something like that, is there a specific topic that we would want to bring in someone to talk about or go see a site?
I would probably say maybe either trying to see if we can schedule a site visit or trying to see if maybe we can get someone to start off high level with real estate development cycle for the group.
Is there a really good sustainable project that exhibits the sustainability qualities that you're looking for that's in an affordable housing project that you think highly of?
So Give Development did one downtown, and we haven't seen anyone be able to really get an all-electric building that has solar, and they were able to do it. So
that'd be one that would be pretty interesting too.
Yeah, can definitely reach out. I mean, reach out to Chris. We we chat almost weekly, so. Usually bothering him about, hey, what's going on with this?
So does anyone online or otherwise, is there a topic that you would want us to hit first?
Maybe with the summary, I can send the sustainability policy that was approved by the board to at least review for February and say, hey, is there any comments that we want to come back with? So at least there's an action item there. You know, maybe come up with some incentive plan ideas too when we come to that, and then a guest speaker or something, or go do the site visit with, I'll try to get it set up with Mr. Parker. And because usually he's more than willing to, if we give him plenty of notice. So if I reach out, you know, shortly after this meeting, I'm sure we can work it towards, I don't know what the February date is, but whatever our February day meeting is.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sweet.
All right. Well, that's a wish list and a direction. That's the end of the agenda.
Our next meeting is February 12th.
Thank you, Melanie.
So with that, the next item of business is, well, does anyone have anything else they want to bring up? And if not, we're to an adjournment. Would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
John. All in favor say aye.
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 Great. For return. Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year.
Thanks, guys.
Who did you say was going on the Disney Cruise?
Forgot we booed location. Right,
so I apologize.
You are so
It's been a while since I've attended in person.
Actually, we went out of Galveston.
Yeah, there was something about
and we were supposed to do snorkeling.